Hey, it's Tim Seymour, portfolio manager of the Amplify Seymour Cannabis ETF, ticker CNBS, your ticket to investing in the exciting high-growth cannabis sector. And this is the Cannabis Weekly, where we focus you, the investor, in on the news, moving the sector and our approach to investing across it. Our ETF, CNBS, is an active ETF strategy. We are investing in what we believe are the most important themes and trends for the sector today, but where investors should want to be positioned for tomorrow. Being active means we're able to invest in real time around these trends, rather than waiting for rebalancing. And again, I'm Tim Seymour. I've been investing in the cannabis sector from its early stages. I combine that with a background investing in emerging markets and new asset classes. And this is the Cannabis Weekly for the post-holiday shortened week of May 31. Global markets in the afterglow of a major snapback as we look at the markets move week over week, but not necessarily for cannabis. In fact, it was actually a disappointing week, especially because it was such a strong week as global markets rallied anywhere from 5 to 7% in the big indices. If you look at the biggest players in cannabis, they were down, and they were down significantly. GTI down 11.4%. Curaleaf down 9.4%, Trulieve down 5.8%, TerrAscend down 4.5%. And again, these are five-day lookbacks, at least from this morning, looking back 5 days. So your numbers may be a little different than these, but just giving the same trends, disappointing. We actually saw some outperformance in some of the NASDAQ-listed ancillary names. Call it a Weed Maps up 7.2, GrowGen up 4.4, Hydrofarm up 7.5%, a little snapback, and a couple of the debt listed names, including AFC Gamma up 3.6. So kind of mixed, but downtrends again when risk was on in other markets, and that's concerning for cannabis. I think as we've gotten through the Q1 earnings season here, just more of the same themes to remind investors that the good news is that in a world where value stocks and consumer staples and consumer packaged goods are actually defensive here, starting to get a look at cannabis in that regard, but investors absolutely holding these companies accountable to balance sheet dynamics, but also free cash flow dynamics with adjusted EBITDA, truly just that, not really EBITDA, but a function of showing where there's taxes payable dynamics to the government that are still a major, major part of investing in what is still, though, an incredibly high growth, high exciting sector. Some of those trends, just to recap again, first quarter sequentially down about 3 to 5%. On revenues, EBITDA down about 10%, but if you look at the year-over-year numbers, up about 30% on revenues. And the expectation is that the second half continues to grow that top line and actually inflect higher. Some of the real-time data points we're getting from within the sector are that April and May have been better months. And as you get into New Jersey, you're really seeing a pretty strong boost to a couple of the core early players there, like a TerrAscend, like a Curaleaf. In fact, as we look at some of the macro for the state, New Jersey sold 24 million of adult use product in the first month of the program. They also voted to grant new licenses to new retailers, 21 new growers, 13 new manufacturers. So a very big, big marketplace that will become, I think, one of the leaders. We're certainly waiting for New York to take its next steps. But there's a couple other important, macro state initiatives. First of all, Rhode Island, staying on the East Coast, became the 19th state to legalize cannabis. Highly expected, but ultimately Governor Dan McKee voted last Wednesday to sign a bill that was passed by state lawmakers the day before into law. South Dakota voters are going to decide on a cannabis legalization ballot measure in November. Also, pretty much expected, but these state-by-state evolutions are part of the story that I think leads us to feel a lot better about the potential of a federal headline before the end of the year that at least may incorporate some better treatment on taxes, possibly some better treatment in terms of banking, better costs to capital. Let's see whether that brings in a whole new wave of investors, which we claim is certainly part of the reason why investors want to be invested now, because I think you're well ahead of that wall of capital, I phrase it. Let's keep an eye out there. Let's talk a little bit about the portfolio itself. CNBS down 2.2% last week. We're now at about 9% cash in the portfolio and keeping still a defensive position as best we can. We remember this is an ETF that is 80% in companies that are getting more than 50% of their revenues from cannabis. So cash is considered a company or something that is not. So we can only have up to 20% in cash. We stay invested, but this is an environment where we've at least been somewhat tactically conservative. One name I want to talk about in the portfolio, disappointing week last week for Canopy Growth. They announced their fiscal 4Q22 numbers, which came in below, I think, you know, the street across the board. The cash dynamics and the cash burn dynamics, disappointing. It's a company that's, according to a couple of the analysts in the community, has burned almost 1.2 billion Canadian in cash from operations. Some of this is just M&A that was seeing some markdowns, but a lot of this is even just dealing with some of the debt dynamics and interest expenses, and actually a debt profile that's one of the largest ones in the space, despite the fact that they do have the support of Constellation Brands. They're maintaining fiscal year 24 profitability, believe that their strategy is intact on brands and in the USA, and the idea that they are going to be here on the federal conversion, I don't think there's any question about that. I think the commitment of Constellation Brands and the exposure that comes from one of the more sophisticated CPG companies in the world is part of what's made this story one that investors have really tried to support. But these numbers last week were difficult. It's about a 3.5% position in the portfolio, and just wanted to give you a little bit of an update there. Ultimately, as we're looking forward to second quarter and as we get into really the end of the year, we talked a little bit about just some of the federal. We are expecting the third and fourth quarters to start to see some of this reacceleration of top line growth dynamics. But in the meantime, we're going to leave you there. And again, it's a short holiday week here, but this is the Cannabis Weekly for the week of May 31. I'm Tim Seymour. Talk to you soon.